All right, welcome to another edition of Opportunity Knocks. And today I am honored to have the one and only, the man, the myth, the legend, Michael Udine. So, Michael, I got to hear this. Now, I know.
What an introduction. Wow. Thank you. Happy to be here hanging with you, my friend.
It's so good to have you, man. I'm going to go back a little bit now. We're okay. In Coral Springs here at your office, and you have some history here in Coral Springs, right? We're going to go back to Terravella.
I do. I mean, I grew up in this area. I'm a transplant from New Jersey, like a lot of people. Came down when I was in high school. Local guy, went to Terravella High School, University of Florida, University of Florida Law School. Came back to the Northwest Broward area. Had my office in Tamarack or Coral Springs, you know, for my whole professional career. And it just, you know, it's great. I love life. I'm enjoying what I'm doing, and just having fun, living the dream.
You know, one of the things I'm real excited to talk to you about, Michael, is, you know, dealing with adversity is such an important thing, how to deal with adversity. And your tenure as Mayor Parkland, as mayor of Broward County, you've dealt with some adversity and you've handled it with class. And it's inspiring to see. And I'm really excited to hear about your journey getting to where you got. So take me back to, you graduated at Florida State. You're done with Florida State.
No, not Florida State. That's University of Florida. So you're going to have to edit this out or else
we're not going to edit. Because I'm a Knoll, and I know your whole family is Gators.
We're all Gators. Well, my wife is a Cane, but she's originally a Cane. But we're all Gators. I have three graduated from University of Florida. They all went to the public schools here in Northwest Broward. I have my oldest son is doing real estate development. My middle son is finishing med school at University of South Florida. And my daughter is adulting and doing PR down in Fort Lauderdale. And just having a good time and just watching life progress. But there's always stuff that comes up. There's always opportunities. It's kind of been a way that I have moved my life forward. I mean, example, out on a run. In 2022, running with a buddy of mine, and he says, you know, if somebody doesn't run for city commission, I'm going to run for city commission. And I said, I don't want to be a city commissioner. We did a long training run. We were working out. By the end of the run, he had convinced me, and the rest is history.
So that's one opportunity. And that was just a friend of yours that was just casually talking about.
It was a random friend. They were building a school in Parkland. My kids weren't really of that age yet, but his kids were. And he didn't like the way they were communicating with him. They said, why aren't people telling us what's going on? Why aren't they telling us what day it's going to open? Why aren't they telling us what the progress is? We need better communication. And I was in Parkland, and I was one of the quote-unquote younger guys at the time. And I was the new embodiment of what Parkland looked like. I remember the Sun Sentinel didn't endorse me. They endorsed my opponent the first go-around. And they said in the text there, Michael Udine is what the future of Parkland looks like. But, you know, we're still a little bit in the
old. We're not there yet.
We're not there yet. And I'm happy to say, using my kids' birthday party lists, Little League lists, soccer field lists, we ended up winning every precinct in Parkland at the time, and the rest is history. Yeah, it's been fun.
So talk about that. So that was an opportunity that you took advantage of, is the conversation. You thought of it. You said, but you have your career at this time. Obviously, you're a law,
right. Lawyer. I'm practicing law at the time.
And you weren't worried about that, like getting, because that's.
You know, I figured that it would be something. I've always believed in volunteering. I've always tried to tell my family. My family's very active. If you know me over the years, we kind of do it together. So even when I was mayor and city commissioner in Parkland, we were always on the fields together. We were always doing our thing. And it's funny, we did this run. It was a good buddy of mine. We're at the end of a training run. And the next day I called a friend of mine who was kind of into politics. And he said, I'm going to tell you what. Give me your kids' birthday party lists. Give me your holiday card lists. Give me your wife's, you know, list that she has. You're running in a March election in Parkland. This is back in 2000. Not that many people are going to really vote. It's not before really email and the internet and social media. And all we have to do is get a new group of people out. And I remember when I ran, all of a sudden at the polls, you were seeing young people walking in with babies, and we won every precinct. And then the same thing happened 3 years later when I ran for mayor of Parkland. I mean, we just came up with ideas. We came up with new stuff, and it worked out.
And how does that work when you run for mayor? Is that voted on? Is it appointed or is it?
No, no. In Parkland at the time, I was running against an incumbent. I remember it was March of 2006. We came up with some cool marketing ideas. One of the things we did was we did a direct mailer to people. Mm-hmm. And what we did is we had all of my kids' friends and my wife. We
walked at this time.
And my kids are in elementary school. Yeah. We walked door to door on the Saturday and people were getting their mail and seeing my mailer in there. And we were saying, yeah, that's me right there. So they had all voted early prior to election day. I was standing with my opponent who I was running against at the time. And it was very quiet at the polls. And he's like, I don't understand why it's so quiet here. And I said, well, we had already banked a bunch of the votes early in early voting. And we went on to win. We beat an incumbent there. I beat an incumbent when I ran for commission. And I served as mayor of Parkland. While I was mayor of Parkland, I was also practicing law.
What law?
I do insurance, real estate, and banking law. And while I was practicing law and mayor of Parkland, an opportunity arose for me to get on a small community bank board. At the time, and I became a board director of Legacy Bank of Florida in 2010. We recently sold out to Seacoast a few years ago, but it was just the kind of thing, like, it was something that I had always kind of wanted to do. Mm-hmm. The opportunity popped up. I knew some of the board directors. I said, hey, if you need somebody that's a hard worker, that's got good networking, that'll do their homework, and that'll help move an organization forward, I'm your person. And I got elected to that board of directors. And for a while, I was juggling three jobs, lawyer, mayor, and board member of a small community
and
bank.
Father of kids,
busy kids, husband. I mean, my kids are my number one, you know, my family is my number one thing to work on. But it's just a lot of good things that happened.
You know, you forgot to mention one thing. Thick skin, you got to have. I couldn't do it. I would never be able to. You just have to be able to. I don't know how you do that.
Especially now. Now we're in the social media era. Honestly, I do what I think is right. Sometimes I have people that don't, you know, aren't happy with what I do. Most of the times,
you can't make everyone happy.
Yeah. But what I try to do, and one of the things that I prepare myself with, I still speak to everybody. You blast me on social media. As long as you use your name and we can communicate, uh-huh. I'm happy to speak to you. I'm happy to tell you why I did what I did. If you don't like it, you can tell me why you don't like it. Some of my biggest supporters now are people who I was on the other side of that just appreciated the fact of being able to be heard. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times people walk through life and they just don't feel like they're heard. And when they get response back, it's a big win for them. And even if it's not what they want to hear, at least you're kind of talking to them. And I think that's big. I think it's important. And that's what I've tried to do now. If you notice, like, you follow me on social media. I'm at Michael Udine on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, all the stuff. Like I said, if it's not an anonymous bash that looks crazy, I respond. My county attorneys half the time like, oh, my God. And I think that, you know, because they, you know, a lot of these are public records. Now we have things on the county site, and a lot of the cities are doing it, which actually archives a lot of the stuff. So if a public records request is made, you know, they can be answered. But I believe in communication. You don't like what I'm doing? Mm-hmm. Tell me why you don't like it. Let me talk to you about it. I've changed positions too, because, you know, you hear things that make sense. Mm-hmm. So it's really fun.
Another thing I love of what I've seen you do and accomplish in politics is your focus on small business. I know you love and you give back. So tell me a little bit about some of the things that you've done and then also what the future looks like for small business.
So I really believe that, you know, getting people working, getting people jobs, getting businesses up and running just makes the community so much healthier along the way. People want to make money. They want to earn. They want to support their family. They want to, you know, do stuff locally. And it's just been really cool. And it's one of the things I've tried to do. Small Business Saturday. I'll go into the shoemaker here in Coral Springs and post videos of me doing it with him. And I'll get 150, 200 responses. Where is this place? Where is this place? They appreciate it. That's awesome. Appreciate it.
So
and
wait,
it works.
What is that called? You said Saturday?
Small Business Saturday when they have those kind of things, like through American Express, you know, before the holidays. Awesome. So I try to do it. I mean, legitimately, I have met with people who have one-person businesses. You know, a sole proprietorship, a guy or a gal that's just trying to get going. We've met, we've had Zoom calls from that level to the head of multinational airlines throughout the world that have now set up shop in Broward County. El Al moved their headquarters to Northwest Broward. And this wasn't just something that I came in afterwards to cut the ribbon. They said, we want to meet with, I was mayor of Broward at the time. I met with them. I talked to them. I explained to them what's going on in Northwest Broward, why it would be a good way for them to be here. Not only did we get them to headquarter here, their United States and Canadian operations, they started doing a flight direct from Tel Aviv to Fort Lauderdale. Wow. So that's these are awesome. Things that you can kind of see the fruits of your labor, and it's just a lot of fun. We've done it in Parkland, we've done it in Coral Springs, and we've done it through all of our economic engines, airport, seaport, Visit Lauderdale, the convention center. I'm a cheerleader. In addition to being a policymaker, I'm a cheerleader to local small businesses. I want you to do fantastic, because if you do fantastic, you're going to go to the local jeweler in town, and he or she is going to go do fantastic. And that local jeweler is going to go to the local dry cleaner in town, and he or she is going to do good. And it's a circle that has a multiplying effect.
Love that. So you mentioned the airport. While we're here, and I got to get this, you're Espanol es bueno. Can you give me that one more time?
Bienvenidos, todos personas latinos. Welcome to FL. My Spanglish is not good. But what I tried to do when I did my airport speech, I reached out to the Visit Lauderdale team. And I said, you know what? You write the little blurb for me. And I want to work with you so that there's a synergy. And they appreciated it. They said, you know, you're one of the first elected officials that reached out to us to see where the synergies are. And they're here in Broward County with 24 miles of white beach. We are an everyone under the sun destination. We are open. We are growing. We're crushing it when it comes to tourism in Broward County and South Florida in general. You know, go try and get a restaurant reservation on a Saturday night at some of the more popular places. Yeah. It's not easy. Yeah. Post-COVID, pre-COVID, whatever it is, we're busy in Broward.
One of the things I'm hearing out of these, and by the way, this is great information you're giving us, is collaboration. A lot of, whether it's with this company, is that something you know, somebody's starting out in business, and they're looking at it, how do you become good at that?
So I work with everybody. If you're giving me a fair shake, I'm giving you a fair shake. If you're in it for the right reasons, I'm in it with you for the right reasons. I don't care whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, you know, Earthling, Martian, whatever you are. I want to work with you if we can do something to make something better. So, you know, if you're into getting something done, I want to get it done with you. Mm-hmm. If you're just into it for the cutting of the ribbon at the end, okay, I want to work with you and I want to get it done. And I want to make sure that, you know, we can work together. Everyone has good ideas. When I was mayor of Parkland, one of the things we did, we had a group of high school students that came up with an idea. And I said, you know, not only do I like this idea, I'm not really going to work on it. I'm going to have you guys work on it. And the guys and gals came to the city commission meeting in Parkland.
High school kids.
They helped draft the ordinance with our city attorney. They presented the ordinance to the city of Parkland, and we adopted it as a city based on what these high school kids did. Now, these kids right now are, you know, well past, I mean, some of them are professional athletes. Some of them are doctors, lawyers. They run businesses, and they had the idea. It was their idea. They saw it to fruition. Now, I helped, I assist, but their thing.
But they took that's enough. So the show's this podcast is Opportunity Knocks. Those kids, it sounds like you put a platform there. They saw it and they took advantage of it. There's a lot of times opportunities knocking on our door and we're not doing anything.
It's the funniest thing, because opportunity's always knocking on our door. And my whole thing with opportunity is be prepared. Always do your homework and always have some base level of preparation, because when an opportunity knocks, then you can jump on it. You know, it's like the old thing. I'd rather be lucky than good, but really I want to be lucky and good. And if you're good and you do your thing, the luck seems a little bit easier. I mean, and it could be in anything. It's, you have a big test. You don't study, but you pray and you want to get lucky. Not going to work out that good, but you study and then you pray and get lucky. It works out good. And
this preparation.
Preparation.
Right? I'm
overly prepared. I read a lot. I study a lot. I rely on good people and I get myself prepared. And when I need help, I ask for it. And I found, you know, and a lot of people are scared. Like, hey, you know, they don't want to approach me. They don't want, I'm an open guy. And there's a lot of people that want to help other people. I'm the first one. You know, if you call me with an idea, I sit down and talk to
me.
Look at this. Hey, I saw you. You said, let's do this. I'm happy to do it. That's and cool. When people have good ideas and they're doing it for the right reason, I think you'll find as a person that other people want to help you.
Yes.
And it's important. It's not an envy thing. It's not a, you know, I don't want you to get ahead because then I can't get ahead. No way. We all win together.
Yep.
So that's the way I look at it. Man. My wife is great. She runs a nonprofit.
She's a rock star.
She's a rock star. She works hard. The two of us have been very together in raising our kids. I'm a disciplinarian with them. I mean, it's not all fun and games, but there's a lot of fun and games because the discipline part worked. And now they're all good, productive citizens. So we have a great time together.
Yeah, you know, I love hearing that because I'm the disciplinary in our family. My wife, she's disciplined, but not nearly like I do. They know if dad's upset, my father was tough on us and it was great because I look back and that's how you learn as a kid is totally. That discipline. And I hated it at the time, but it's such an important thing. And I think that lacks today, especially, you know, you see kids and it's just like, how are these parents?
The entitlement mentality doesn't work when they get into the real, quote unquote, real world. So, you know, you got to let your kids fail once in a while. You got to make sure that if they do fail, they understand why they failed and what they can do better next time. And you got to let them do a little bit on their own and make things happen. I can't tell you the stories over the years as an elected official that I've heard from different parents who've wanted me to do something for their kid. I get asked all the time to write letters of recommendation for kids. Now there's a different way that it gets done. Many times I know the student. I know they've worked on campaigns. I've seen through the community. I've seen their thing. Happy to do it. Sometimes the parent comes, hey, can you write a letter of recommendation for my kid who I've never met? Not the way to go. No. I would never let my kid do that. Exactly. You call, do it. You network, you learn. You know how to, you know.
Did you bring your kids like, when you were campaigning and doing it, were they part of that?
Always.
So it wasn't just you. It was your family.
Always my family.
And they, what did they think of that? There had to be times where as a kid, you're like, dad, we really have to go to this.
So I tried to make it fun to them. Now, when you run for office, like you said, thick skin, I have thick skin. Many times your kids and your wife, you know, they get a lot more defensive about me than I do about myself. I'm half the time, okay, it happens, no big deal. They get very, you know, they can be, but they've learned too. And I bring my wife and my kids to a lot of events. They work through, they try to get something out of it as well. And it's just worked for us. It's worked for us as a family. We've prepared. We've learned together. I get ideas now from my kids all the time, and they see things from me. And it's funny now. They'll call me now. Do you know like this group? Like my daughter does nonprofit stuff. Do you know this nonprofit group? They're doing something, and maybe you should go there to support their nonprofit, and vice versa. And I've been to a few things, and I'll walk in, and the nonprofit will be like, "Why are you here? This isn't in your district. This isn't." I said, "Oh, I heard about it from my daughter or from my wife, and I want to support because I like what you're doing, and vice versa." And I find when you pay it forward, it comes back so many ways to you, and it's really cool.
So what's in the future? Like, what are we seeing here? Could we go big, the next level or in politics?
I prepare for everything. I take it one day at a time. You know, I'm up for re-election in a couple months in 2024, and it's going great. Whatever happens, whatever life throws at me, I'll be ready for it. If I move forward to something, I'll do it. However life moves, I want to be ready and I want to move forward. I'm
prepared.
I want to be prepared. I want to be for the twists and the turns as things happen. And I find when you are prepared, better things will happen to you in the future. So I'll play it by ear and see what's what. I love what I'm doing. Yeah. I love being your county commissioner. I love the networking. I love being able to help you and you being able to help me. And I love being able to make the community better. That's it.
So what about Broward? What do we have? Do we have anything coming up? I mean, you mentioned that partnership with the airline, that's big league.
So
real quick, Michael, who do you work with through that? Is that a what's the nonprofit? The Alliance, the Broward.
The Greater Fort Lauderdale Alliance. Yeah. They're the business generation part of Broward County. So I work with them, the Alliance. I'm with them all the time. They're always out there looking at new businesses, coming in with review of what we can do better.
Their job is to bring business to or keep it here too.
Their job is jobs.
Yep.
Their job is jobs. So they want to bring businesses here, high paying jobs. What I, you know, what I get to do as a county commissioner is I get to work with our seaport. Port Everglades is one of the largest seaports in the nation. It's one of our biggest economic engines here in South Florida. It's a triumvirate port. We deal with petroleum products, we deal with cargo, and we deal with cruising. If you drive your vehicle south of Orlando, you're a stakeholder in Port Everglades because the petroleum that comes in all comes through Port Everglades. If you fly out of Miami Airport, the jet fuel that comes into Miami Airport comes through Port Everglades. Wow. You saw when we had some flooding for a while and they got one day offline, you saw what could happen. They're one of our most important economic engines. I work with them all the time. They're doing amazing things. We're bringing in the latest and greatest of cranes to get cargo off. You can get from Port Everglades to Los Angeles, California with one traffic light. You pass by one traffic light when you leave the port, and that's it. And you can be have a truck in L.A.
What about Brightline? Is Brightline part? Are you involved with that? Because that's awesome. You can go to Orlando now. Orlando can come down to South Florida.
Right. Brightline's amazing. Use it all the time. I love it. If I'm going to dinner in Miami, sometimes I'll jump on Brightline because it's nice. You go down there. You don't have to drive. When you're done having dinner, you come back and you from the Brightline station. What we're also working on is commuter rail, which is what you're reading now more in the paper. That will go along the Brightline tracks, for lack of a better word, but it will be more of what you're used to with commuter type rail, where you could live in Hollywood and work in Oakland Park and, you know, for a few bucks, get on that train and get to where you need to go. That will be up and down the eastern corridor of Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Think about it for a second. It helps with affordable housing. It helps with getting around. And then once you have that spur, then you can do something east-west. How about something eventually from like Sawgrass Mills downtown? So if you lived in Parkland, you get to Sawgrass Mills, you jump on a train downtown, and then you can go anywhere. You know,
that's awesome.
These are all things future through our
5 years.
That part would be a little longer, yeah. But commuter rail on the eastern part of the county is moving forward right now. We're in studies where things are really happening. There'll be a circular connector at the airport where you can get on a people mover from the airport to the seaport to the convention center. Think about that and what kind of economic activity that will drive. And these are all things that we're looking forward to, you know, rolling out to the community. Great.
I love it, man. This is exciting. Great vision, because the things you're talking about, that stuff that, and when it happens, how great does that feel to see? It's like, wow, I was part of this. You know,
it's really,
there's a lot of people involved, but I had that vision.
I say that all the time, you know, as I'm getting a little bit older and the hair's starting to get a little bit grayer, like when I drive around Parkland from when I was mayor and I look at, you know, cause I know you're there and you go to the parks and whatnot. Yeah. It's nice to be able to say you had a hand in building a lot of those things. When I first started as mayor of Parkland, we didn't have the farmer's market. It's something we brought. It's amazing. Yeah. With that land that was there, the city didn't own at the time. And I worked with that developer, that landowner, and brought that land in. And I'll never forget the city manager at the time when that land came in, started to put fence or whatever up. I said, Karen, don't change it at all. Keep the railroad type fences, you know, the wood fences. And just keep that open and forever. And think about Parkland when you come in. You drive down Holmberg Road. You pass the Equestrian Center, city-owned greenery. You pass that where the farmer's market, city-owned greenery. You pass Liberty Park. You pass the dog park. And then you're at the City Hall complex. Very few places in Broward County that are like that, that gives you that kind of sense of place. Also, back in 2004, 2005, 2006, worked to bring the Wedge property in. All that area north of Broward County, north of Parkland at the time, where Watercress is, where the Lennar developments are, all that land out there was actually Palm Beach County at the time.
That's the
Wedge. Now, the problem was there was a canal, so they couldn't really get to it, but it was their property. And I said at the time as mayor, and this had been a goal for a long time, for all of Parkland's elected officials throughout the years. And I had great people that I followed that had good vision of building Parkland out a certain way. But they said, you know, that could have been anything at the time. It could have been Palm Beach's waste area that they could just dump on us. We were ended up bringing that into Broward County. It's now highly performing residential property. We ended up getting some school land when we brought that in. And we preserved and built it out in a way that Parkland can be proud of. Since we were going to take all the burdens from that property, now we get the benefits. And I'll never forget, in like 2010, after that came in, Mayor Sal, who since passed away, the former mayor of Parkland for a long time, you know, with his cowboy hat, you know, Parkland green country elegance, he came to me and we were friendly, and he'd come in and always rib me and bust me and this and that. You mean you're doing this? Yeah. He came in after that. He shook my hand and said, "You guys got it done. You got the Beatty property and you got the Wedge property in. I'm not going to bother you anymore," jokingly around. He still bothered me after that and shook my hand, and he said, "You did it." And it was a good feeling. And, That's awesome. There's a lot of good things that are happening in Northwest Broward.
You hear that?
Yeah.
That's opportunity knocking. And you know what? You're taking advantage of it. I love it. Michael, it's been an honor having you here, and I appreciate this this 30 minutes. I know your time is valuable, and looking forward to the future.
I love it. I think the future is going to be great. I don't subscribe to what people saying that your best years are behind and you're this, you're that, you're whatever. We have such an ability as a community, as a people, and as human beings to move forward. And I just think that there's so much good that we have. Whatever it is that you're thinking, if the stock market's your thing, look back 50 years ago. No matter what, we're way higher now. You know where we're going to be 50 years from now? Way higher. Look at real estate. It was whatever it is. You know where it's going to be? Way higher. Look at your quality of life. Take the richest guy or gal in the world 100 years ago. Our quality of life is much better than that person's. We have the best, you know, they didn't have cell phones. We have the best in medicine. We have the best in healthcare. We have the best in entertainment. We have the best in exercise. Whatever it is, we're going to do it. And it's going to come from things that we haven't even, what we don't know, we don't know. There's going to be things that we haven't even thought of. So I think take advantage of your opportunities. Work hard, play hard, study hard, love hard, do what you need to do. Get a little exercise in, drink a little water, and life will move forward.
And always be prepared, right?
Always be prepared.
Michael, it's been an honor, man.
The honor's been mine. I've enjoyed it.
You're the best, my man.
Thank you.
Thank you.